B-Pod Studios.
What day is it?
Look at the calendar.
It's Thursday.
Thursday?
It's Thursday. You have changed something in this room.
I've changed my mind.
About what?
About waking up.
What else is there to do?
Going back to sleep.
Wake up!
Wake up. Please, wake up.
Why?
Why?
You're going to miss out.
You're going to miss it.
Miss what? The show.
Show's not over.
In fact,
it's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wilder.
All right, good morning.
It was so nice yesterday. I just want to talk about it all day. It was so beautiful, and I didn't really get outside, but it was awesome.
First full day of spring today.
Yep.
It's nice.
I know.
I opened the sunroof yesterday.
It smelled
moon
good.
Roof, whichever one it was.
Well, the super moon roof.
Yes, the super moon roof.
It's a big
really
one
nice.
Today, baby.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Wow. Bought my Powerball tickets.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Yeah, you know what? No one's won since January, which is kind of crazy.
It's up to $650 million. My wife and I, we had a strange conversation.
Yeah.
She went in and bought the ticket, but I have the ticket.
Oh.
And if we won...
You're
would really
win
the money. Went
oh, yeah,
into
yeah,
a long, weird discussion.
It's a real huge trust issue.
Yes, it
you
is.
Think about it. Yeah. Anyway.
Maybe we'll talk about
yeah, we
that.
Have, yeah, we have to talk about it. Besides, you went to see a financial planner, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I should just start playing Powerball. Yeah. It's a better. I have better results.
All right, we got basketball starting today.
Boy.
Yeah.
A lot of people will not be working. Like. At noon, we got like 12 hours of basketball going today. And we're going to talk to Bob Ryan at 7:25, see if he has any good Cinderella picks before you put your final bracket together. Mm-hmm. You can join our bracket challenge at WROR.com, bracket challenge. If you're doing the CBS sports brackets, just search for WROR. We're in there.
6:45, we'll see how LBF did yesterday, the second day of her first four picks. She was 2-0
right.
Day number one. We'll find out how she did yesterday.
Yeah, I think I'm okay. I don't know. I haven't looked at my bracket yet. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, we won't give you enough money that you can call in for work, maybe for one day, but we do have your chance at $1,000. We get $500 twice today with 80s song of the day. We'll tell you at 7:20 what the song is, when you need to be listening, and then of course we have grand in 60 seconds
yes,
every day.
Yes, so generous. Lots of money.
So
this
we're
is
just
like, you know,
trying to
lottery.
Give it away. Yeah.
Yeah
much
exactly.
easier though.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Speaking of knowledge is power, there's some hotel you get to tell us about today,
so
right?
So there's a hotel that you pay through your knowledge of trivia. It's so cool.
Really?
Like if you get dinner or a better room,
wow.
you have to answer some questions. It's worth paying attention in school.
Wow. Finally a reason.
What a great idea.
Coming up today on the Lorna Wally Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, the trust level is super high when you play the lottery with your spouse. And one of us found that out yesterday. Because the Powerball jackpot was last night. And...
Right.
No one won.
Oh.
I mean, well, just in case, I'm going to give you the tickets, the numbers. 10, 14, 50, 53, 63 with a Powerball of 21.
Oh, I got a Powerball.
Oh, I got good one.
Good for you. And now the jackpot for Saturday is up to $625 million.
Oh,
no
boy.
One has won since January. And,
you know, I feel like in the spirit of disclosure, you should really say that your husband works for the lottery. Just, you know, like how they do those stories on the news and they say, just so you know,
my husband works for the lottery.
I feel like that's important.
Okay.
Because you won't be playing.
I can't play.
So if we won the lottery, we wouldn't be able to share with you?
You could share whatever you want with me. I just can't buy a ticket.
No, that wouldn't be right.
Anyway, Hank, you had an issue yesterday with your wife when you were discussing Powerball.
It was kind of funny because Pam and I, we were going to grab a cup of coffee, buy some Powerball tickets. So she said, let's go to a couple different stores.
Ooh,
okay, maybe. Okay. I don't know if that increases your odds or not, but we stop and so... I gave Pam a little bit of money, and she went in, and so I gave her the money, and she went in, and she bought a couple of quick picks.
Yep.
Came back out, got in the car, and we looked at it. Go, like, I took it, and I put it in my wallet. And then we went to another store. We went to get coffee in Arlington, and she bought a couple of quick picks, and she took it. And I go home. I go, imagine if we hit that Powerball. It'd be so awesome. What I would do with the money. She goes, what do you mean what you would do with the money? You mean what we would do with the money? So I jokingly said, I go, well, I have the ticket. I mean... I have the ticket. And she said, yeah, but I purchased the ticket. I said, yeah, but possession is 9/10.
Oh,
and
boy.
She said, yeah, but if they went to the videotape and they walked in, I actually purchased the ticket on video.
I wonder what the deal is. If you win the lottery, do you have to share it with your wife?
I don't know, but then the case came up.
Whoever signs the back of that ticket.
Where the woman divorced her husband, then he hit for $273 million, and she still didn't want him back.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean,
you
I wonder.
You think that would be Pam?
You know what? Pretty much.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That makes it easy.
We'll do it together.
I can't believe you guys got in a fight before you even hit the lottery. I feel like that's a red flag.
Well, see, we're optimists. We thought we were going to win.
Yeah.
That's true.
An optimistic fight.
You know what? I think she would want to buy the house right next door because Monday through Thursday I'm fine, but Friday, Saturday, Sunday she thinks I'm a jerk. She'd have me move next door.
That's big. It could be a plan. That's good. That's a start.
Yep.
Good luck. Another drawing on Saturday.
Yeah. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
It all gets underway today. No one is going to be working after noon today.
We're not going to work. We're going to watch basketball all day.
Productivity. Now, today, the big, you know, all the games start like at 12:15.
Yeah, 16.
Like 12, round one,
yeah,
right?
Day one of round one.
And
there's basically 12 hours of basketball today. So, wow. LBF, your first bracket.
Yep,
this
is it.
A couple more play-in games yesterday that we picked. How did you do?
You started 2-0 the other day. Yeah. I mean,
I picked
the first two winners of the play-in games. The first four, they called them. There were two more yesterday. And Arizona State beat St. John 74-65. Who did you have yesterday?
I had Arizona State.
You had Arizona State, so you're 3-0.
Wow.
Okay.
That's pretty good. I mean, she's calculating like the spread and the strength of schedule when you select these teams?
Nope. I just go with what sounds good or what looks good or what I remember.
Or what color is nice.
Like I picked St. Mary's because that just seems nice.
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
Well, North Dakota State beat North Carolina Central 78-74. Who did you have on that one?
I had the other. Wait, who did I have? What?
North Dakota State beat North Carolina Central.
Come on. I lost that one.
Oh, you lost that. How did you pick the North Carolina? I forget.
It's just prettier.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
You're right. Well, see, so you're 3-1.
Told you. The Badlands are very beautiful. Now, this is a fun day. Like, my wife is really into college basketball. She has, in the past, taken these 2 days off just to stay home and watch games.
Okay, that's just...
And I think tomorrow we're going to...
unrelatable to me.
Tomorrow we're letting Sam come home early to start watching basketball. So, today is the day that your bracket can go all to heck and completely fall apart.
So, all I know is that it doesn't matter. I just want Duke and Virginia to get together.
Oh, no, it
end.
All counts. All the points matter for all the games, you know, who you have moving on.
It all counts.
Yeah.
Go to WROR.com, too.
That's right. If you want to play along, if you're on, like, the CBS Sports, you know, has the bracket challenge, search for WROR.
I can't wait for this to get started because I feel like I'll maybe like it more. So far, I'm just a little confused.
It gives you a little bit of more interest when you have, you know, kind of a skin in the game. You're rooting for your picks now.
I don't really know what they are.
You don't know what they are, but somebody will explain.
Yeah, we'll tell you again tomorrow.
All right, good.
Thank you so much.
Good. All right. Yeah.
By the way, if you want to know the odds of picking a perfect bracket, 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
That's crazy.
That's 9.2 followed by 17 zeros. Never happened.
Wow.
Yes, March Madness, full effect, 16 games today, 16 tomorrow. Number 16 seed Northeastern against number 4 Kansas this afternoon at 4. Yale faces LSU and Vermont plays Florida State. Celts lost a tough one in Philly, 118-115, despite 36 from Kyrie last night. Bob Ryan coming up at 7:25. Bruins in New Jersey tonight. Red Sox finally won a spring training game, 6-4. They open regular season play a week from today in Seattle. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the first team in NFL history to have two female assistant coaches. So that's some big news. I'm Hank Morse. That's a look at sports.
Okay, coming up at 7:10. You're an adult. You have a car.
Yeah.
The car starts making a noise. Do you A, take it to the mechanic, or B, turn the volume up on the radio?
Oh, boy.
What did I do? I'll tell you at 7:10.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
How long, if you're an adult, should you ignore, like, something going on with your car? I asked the question because I had a noise in my car that I just started up in November.
November?
November.
Well, I wouldn't want to drive through the winter with a weird noise in your car.
I was like, whatever. You know?
I mean, last Friday at our appearance at Sleep Number, you were very concerned about...
I was annoyed, really. It wasn't even concerned. I'm like, so what I was doing is that the noise started happening in my car, and it was behind me, so that's good, because you can ignore something behind you very easily. So it wasn't coming from the engine.
Right.
And so I was like, that's fine. The engine light wasn't going on or anything. But it was this, like, kind of, like, deep rumble. Like,
okay.
That, like, maybe, I was like, maybe there's, like a leak, in, like a muffler issue. And I'm like, But now most normal adults would go on YouTube or go to the dealer or go to the mechanic and find out what's happening.
You get it early, it's a lot less expensive.
I just turned up the radio. I turned up the radio to the point where I waited so long that I turned up. I couldn't.
Right,
the radio didn't work.
I get it to a point because when you are an adult, you realize that when you take your car in and something's going wrong, it's going to be expensive.
Right.
So I feel like there's a little bit of, like, you're like, I just don't really want to.
No, I don't.
I don't want to spend the money.
And I don't want to have to, like, get another car, or I just don't want, it's like not going to the doctors. I don't want to find out.
Well, you told me what the problem was, so I found a sample of the sound.
Okay.
Is this the sound you were hearing? Let's hear. Let's give this a listen.
Yes, that's the sound.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that a 747?
God, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Sounds like a dragon.
It does. It's really annoying. And I was trying to listen to a song while doing it.
So, okay.
Can I play the song?
Okay, yeah.
This is what my car was
like.
That was what I was listening to the other day.
Oh, yeah, that drowns out the sound.
A little bit. But
I can still hear it a little.
You can still hear it a little.
Okay, wait, let's turn the song up.
See how that works?
Oh, the noise went away. The noise went away.
Yep.
That's great.
It's amazing. It worked.
You know what? Your method's not that crazy. I mean, that seems to work.
Anyway, okay. I finally couldn't stand it any longer. I had started to take the back roads because driving on the highway was giving me a headache.
It was even worse.
Yes. This is really how I was accommodating me just not facing up to reality. So I took it to the place where I take my car, and they said it was a wheel bearing issue, and it cost $500 to fix, and now it's
a wheel
so
issue?
Quiet. Yeah.
Wheels aren't that important. I mean, you got three others.
Exactly. I just feel like,
oh my God,
I feel like I'm not alone here, and I ignore things in my car. I don't go to the doctor for the very same reason. I don't want to know.
You could have ended up dead somewhere.
No,
if that wheel comes flying off your car,
it's such a small car. It's like a Barbie car. It's fine.
Okay.
And I never go that fast.
Trees don't discriminate against the size of your car.
In your car.
Anyway, I'm not alone.
I don't know that's a loud noise. I wouldn't ignore that noise. There are some noises I would ignore. That is not one of them.
Do you ever have Transport Lucy in that vehicle at all?
Yeah, that's fine. She didn't mind the noise.
Okay, nice.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus walks into Maine's only combination bank and landscaping company when we hear...
Well, good morning and welcome to Bangor Savings and Loan. How can I help you?
Yeah. Say, listen, I just got this check returned from you people and it was marked insufficient funds. I can't believe this.
We can't believe what?
Well, the check was only for $27.38.
Let me see. Well, that's correct.
Well, you'd think a bank your size would have more money than that.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s, and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
All right, it's time. Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan. From the mighty Boston Globe and ESPN. How are you, Bob?
Hey, okay.
Excellent. Well, this is a...
All right.
A fun time of year. You are a basketball guy. This is brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, an experience you can bank on. And do you look forward to this time of year every year, right, Bob?
It's my favorite month, truly.
Wow.
I know. No, I do. March, long before it was ever March, quote-unquote, madness, I was into the tournament.
Yeah.
From when I was a little lad.
I just filled out my first bracket ever.
Oh, so did you go by uniforms or colors or nicknames?
No, I went by just feelings.
Okay.
Feelings, Bob. Ooh, feelings.
Just like, you know, I don't know. Like, I picked, like, Arizona State because they have the best food, campus food. So, like, stuff well, like that.
That's a good one. Let me just say this, that with regard to filling out the bracket and anyone's acknowledged level of supposed expertise, that William Goldman, when he talked about Hollywood, could have been talking about filling out an NCAA bracket. Nobody knows anything. There are more stories of the, you know, office secretary beating out the leading columnist for the office title by picking nicknames or whatever. It's everyone's equal, LB, when this thing starts.
Do you
it's
have,
my month, then.
Yeah, do you have any, you know, like a Cinderella that you might be keeping an eye on?
They're not Cinderella in that people will be shocked that if you follow basketball, but they're a seventh seed, and they've got a glamour player, if you will. Excuse me, I got a cold. That's Wofford.
Oh, Wofford.
Wofford is a school in Spartanburg, Wofford. South Carolina. They're seventh seeded, and they have a player named Fletcher McGee.
And Fletcher McGee, his name already.
Has made 502 3-point shots in his career.
Wow.
That is second most all time. And they're pretty good. And they have the capability of winning a couple of games. Here's the thing. Since 2006, outliers, you know, the seventh seeds and beyond, have made it to the Final Four on several occasions. And so it's possible. They have not gone any farther than that. They haven't won any games when they got there.
Yeah.
But they can get to the Final Four. It's unproven that they could ever win the whole thing. You got to win 6 games in a row.
It's a lot of basketball.
But I like Wofford to cause a little stir in this tournament.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, speaking of causing a stir, the Celtics continue to frustrate.
In the nature of the game, and this one, you know, we had our built-in excuses to start with, or I'll call them reasons. Of course, we have Gordon Hayward hurt again. We have Aaron Baines getting hurt in the game. And then, of course, I'm tired of this, and I'm a member of the fan club, okay, Marcus Smart, but you cannot let yourself get thrown out of a game like this.
I know.
You just
know what?
Can't. I don't care what the other guy does to you.
They needed him in the end, too.
He's been around enough to know this. And Brad wasn't happy about this. And, I mean, that could have been enough. Jimmy Butler went off. He's the guy that guards Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a winnable game. That game was there. They were up 50. I forget they were up 15 because the NBA, the ebb and flow, means it's up 15 the second quarter is nothing. But they were there. It was there. And he wasn't there. And that was – so it does – in the big picture, they can beat Philadelphia. But that was just an annoying game. They should have won that game.
And it'd be nice to have a little bit of beef going into the playoffs.
Yeah, you know. They got 10 games left to get it straight and all that. But we've been talking about this. And, you know, if you go back and we record all our stuff from November, we seem to be having the same conversation. We know the talent's there. When are they going to, you know, get together and do it right?
Hey, Bob, the Bruins are the sleepiest good team in the entire NHL.
Well, they had a wonderful year, and that run they had with, you know, when they were with the point streak without Pasternak was really impressive. Now he's back. They could definitely do some damage in the playoffs, and they're likable. They seem to like each other too, which is the key thing. And the coach is good. I mean, it's good. You know, one team is running away with everything. You know, and unfortunately they're in this side. You know, they're in the East, and too bad that Tampa Bay's not on the other side. But sooner or later you'll have to deal with them. But meanwhile, I think I'm looking forward to what they can accomplish in the playoffs.
All right, one last thing. Mike Trout has agreed to a 12-year, $430 million contract, biggest in pro sports history, with Anaheim. What does that mean for the Sox and Mookie Betts?
Well, it means that Mookie Betts is the closest thing to Mike Trout in baseball, and he was as good or better than him. He is the reigning MVP, and that his time is going to come. And I think the four words I would leave it: back up the Brinks. Okay, and then he's playing it. He said, "Hey, I'm going to go free. I'm paying attention. I'm not saying anything. You guys get the message." He's going to want to get paid and be paid right. And there isn't a whole lot to separate Mookie Betts and Mike Trout.
He's making $20 million this year, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's not.
I hope he can get by. Dying. Okay.
You know, it's not the problem here.
Yeah.
But everything's relative and. And it's out there. The money obviously is out there. Baseball has got all this TV money. Anyway, Mookie Betts deserves to be paid on a par down the road. There's not much to separate Mookie Betts and Mike Trout.
All right. There you go, Bob Ryan. Go. Thank you very much. You have any shameless plugs for us?
Well, I will be on we have the ESPN. We have the Mike Lupica, Al Mitch album, Sports Reporters podcast, which we will be up later today.
Excellent.
A little bit afternoon. Afternoon time, and I'll be on ESPN Sports Reporter. No, Chris, not no. Around the Horn on Tuesday.
That's the one.
So you circle your calendar for Tuesday of next week.
Just turn on ESPN and wait for Bob Ryan to
show up.
That's
right. That's probably the safest way.
Good. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay, we got drinks with De Niro, how to star in a movie about Derek Sanderson. But first up, there's something going on in Newport this week. Ooh. Today through March 31st, Hannah B. and a gaggle of gorgeous guys
really?
Are going to be cavorting around Newport with roses and, I don't know, strep throat because they're always kissing each other and doing gross things.
You get mono.
Yeah, I know. Oh, good place to do it.
Sure.
And whatever you're doing.
Springtime in Newport. Beautiful.
Apparently, round zero for the plague is Gurney's Newport Resort and Marina, which I have not been to, but apparently it is like the hottest place in Newport at this point. Yeah. I think that they should go to the White Horse Tavern because that's the oldest tavern in the United States.
Yes.
And it's so good.
If you are a fan, they're looking for like extras too, people in the background.
Yeah, so if you want to go be in the background and see what these people look like up close and personal.
Newport, very romantic. You know.
It is very romantic.
You could rent a mansion. You could have plenty of rooms. They could all be in one mansion.
I don't think that romance. I mean, can we just all admit that The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, it's not about romance
oh,
anymore.
Come on.
It's just
pessimist.
Hannah B. Good luck. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jessica Simpson had a baby. She had a big baby, 11 pounds, 10 pounds, 13 ounces, a little girl. Ooh. And her name is Birdie May. I like that name.
Cute.
It's cute. You want to have a drink with Robert De Niro?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Okay.
He is going to have a small cocktail party.
Really?
April 10th in Boston. It's to benefit the Tribeca Film Institute. And
is this one of the Omaze things or an auction thing?
No. Well, no. You have to email. So
it's,
you get drinks and a performance of A Bronx Tale, a musical that was produced and created by Chaz Palminteri. Who's going to be there as well?
Wow.
You can purchase
Chaz
tickets.
Will be there too.
Yeah, I know. I feel a little bad about that.
Chaz.
He's lovely.
He is.
Tickets can be purchased by emailing donor@tfiny.org. I don't know how much they cost. I don't know how
we'll
much they shake it down.
WROI.com.
Yes. But drinks with De Niro would be fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the cast of Goodfellas who I'd like to have drinks with. I'd like to have drinks with Lorraine Bracco, like Karen. She'd be fun.
Oh, I would love to have drinks with her.
Okay, so Casey Sherman and Dave Wedge are putting together a film called Turk about Derek Sanderson.
Oh, cool.
They're going to produce it. And they're still looking to partner with the studio and cast the film. In the meantime, they will hold a free reading of the script on June 2nd in front of a live audience. And according to Casey Sherman, the producers are looking for a male and female actress between 25 and 50 to play Sanderson or additional Bruins as well as other characters for the live read.
Oh,
and if you want to do that, we'll put all the information up at WROR.
I want to read for that.
Yeah,
I bet you know
should.
What, Hank? That's
That'd
why I want to. I pulled the story. I was like, you know, you should go up for this. Why not? You would, even if it's a small role, you'll be with the telling the story of your favorite people.
Yeah, nothing else. We know these guys. We could at least pull some strings.
Right.
Little chubby equipment trainer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Lord knows I'm not an athlete.
Yeah. Hey, and I don't know if you saw this, but this is important.
Oh, yes.
Bill and Ted Face the Music, the long-awaited sequel to Bill and Ted 1 and 2.
I didn't even know there was a 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bogus Journey? Come on. They're classic.
When's it happening?
It's scheduled to open in theaters August 21st, 2020. So until then, be excellent to each other.
Okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Oh, boy. Here we go. It's Grand in 60 Seconds time. And standing by on the line right now, let's meet our player. This is Mark Healy from Winchester. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Mark.
Excellent. Thanks.
Great.
Awesome. Hi. All right.
All right, Mark. You have you been paying attention? You play along at home on the Grand in 60 Seconds?
Yes, I do.
Okay, how do you do?
Not good.
Oh, good. Good. All right. Well
hey, things are looking up.
Well, you know what? At least you're honest with yourself.
You set low expectations. You'll always be surprised.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Maybe today you'll just be okay.
Yeah. So here's what's going to happen. We have 10 questions. LBF has 10 questions for you. You have 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions, and you can pass if you're not sure. And only, you know, you've only got the 60 seconds, so you don't want to pass too much.
Yep.
But if you get all 10 correct within the 60 seconds, you will win $1,000 from our friends at Century Bank. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'll do my best.
All right, LBF, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Let's play Grand in 60 Seconds. Ready? Go.
What's the name of Boston's airport?
Logan Airport.
A quarter and a dime is how much money?
35 cents.
Spell Boston.
B-O-S-T-O-N.
Who played Sam on Cheers?
Pass.
What does the T in TWA stand for?
Friends.
In what movie does Dustin Hoffman pretend to be a woman to get an acting job?
Tootsie.
Gary Larson penned this single panel comic strip?
Garfield.
Who is Serena Williams' sister? What cereal features a vampire on the box?
Count Chocula.
Red Stripe beer originated from what country?
Germany.
Who played Sam on Cheers?
Oh, Ted Danson.
All right, that's
okay,
all 10.
You got all
wow.
10.
That's all 10.
But you got 2 wrong.
You did a good job.
You did a great job.
That was really good.
I mean, that was really good. You were you didn't give yourself enough credit at all. I thought you were going to get it.
Which is a good way to go.
Yes.
I think I know one of the answers. Which one did I get wrong again?
Well, you got numbers. Gary Larson penned this single panel comic strip.
That was probably the Far Side?
Yes.
The Far Side.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And Red Stripe beer originated from Jamaica.
We got the bobsled team.
But you know what? 80%. Well done.
Really.
And with lots of time left. So you're good at this game. You can tell everybody I said
thank you,
so.
Thank you.
That's right. Brag to your friends. And we've got a fabulous prize for you because no one goes away empty-handed. You didn't win the $1,000 from Century Bank. But you did win a family four-pack of passes to check out New England's greatest hot rod show at Boston's Town Fair Tire, World of Wheels. March 22nd through the 24th at the Seaport World Trade Center. Plus, how's your car looking? It's spring now. Is it a mess?
It's a mess.
Yeah, we've got a big book of Scrub-A-Dub The Works car washes for you as well, okay?
That is great. Thank you guys very much.
All right.
Hey,
great job.
A shout-out to former Bruins and New York Islanders star Sean Bates, who's from Medford.
Yeah.
Listens every single day. Loves a Grand in 60 Seconds.
Right, did you get him all right, Sean?
Come on, Batesy.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
You too, guys.
And anyone else, Sean Bates or anyone else, who would like to give this a try, you think you have what it takes to play, enter to be a contestant right now at WROR.com, and you could win $1,000 thanks to our friends at Century Bank.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR. Ladies and more.
Forgot we were on the radio?
I did not forget we were on the radio. I was just really involved in the show that I'm watching.
Oh, yeah.
Called The Act. Okay? Now,
okay.
This is what you should watch on TV this week. It's every Wednesday, but it started yesterday. It's starring Patricia Arquette, who loves to play crazy people now, and I'm so happy that she does, because she does it so well.
To the point where you're wondering if she's acting.
I know. She was just in Escape from Dannemora, and that she played that so convincingly, I was blown away. Well, now, she and Joey King from Fargo, she plays a little girl in the Fargo series.
Oh, yeah.
They play a mother and daughter in The Act on Hulu, and it's based on a true story. The true story is about Dee Dee and Gypsy Rose, and they are mother, Blanchard, and they, it's a mother with Munchausen by proxy. Do you know what that means?
Oh, yeah.
So she makes her daughter sick so that she can get attention from the world. And then the daughter, as she grows older, starts to rebel against this. And let's just say, and I'm not spoiling anything because it's a true story and it starts off this way and it ends this way. It ends up in police crime tape, yellow tape, and someone doesn't live.
Sounds like a real feel-good
Well, here's the thing. There. I just finished watching Catastrophe season 4, which is so good and so funny. And if you have, I recommended that last week. If you haven't done that yet, you have to because it's the series finale and it's perfect.
Crime
and
scene
funny.
Tape and Catastrophe.
Well, Catastrophe is funny.
We're in the middle of it. Catastrophe is hilarious and filthy.
But I was watching The Act on Hulu with Dave Falcone last night.
Yeah.
Now, he was laughing at Catastrophe. And then all of a sudden, I look to my side and I look at him and his face is like slack-jawed but disturbed looking. And he's like, body is stiff. And I'm like, are you all right? And he's like, this is the worst story ever. And I'm like, yeah, but like it's good. You know, like a good terrifying, right? And he's like, I'm very tense. And then he got a bourbon. So I'm just giving you a warning that it's very tense. But it's really good acting. And it's based on a true story. And Chloe Sevigny's in it. And Chloe Sevigny is in anything.
Kind of messed up stuff.
Yeah, but she's always in stuff that's really, really good. Makes you think. And I just want to mention, too, speaking of Hulu, Castle Rock is coming back for season 2. No date yet, but this is really exciting because the series is going to be built around Annie Wilkes. You know, your number one fan.
Oh, no way.
From Misery. And she's going to be played by Lizzie Kaplan from Master of Sex.
Okay.
It's going to be really great because I love Annie Wilkes in Misery, the movie. I love the book. And Castle Rock brings in all the Stephen King characters from all of his different books in one show.
Is Master of Sex on anytime soon?
Oh my gosh. I'm just telling you right now, Master of Sex is one of the best shows. It was on Showtime. Watch it with your shades down or your neighbors will think you're a perv.
All righty.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. All right, LBF.
This is pub trivia next level. This is for serious, smart people. Our people just have like a lot of knowledge about a lot of things.
Okay.
30 miles outside Moscow. Yeah, it's cold, but this is that's okay. There is this Trivial Pursuit Hotel.
Really?
Okay, here's what it is. A three-bedroom cottage that sits inside this hotel complex, and it has a sauna and a fireplace and a barbecue. And so here's what you need to do. So you pay and you get added amenities by answering questions correctly. And if you don't answer them correctly, then you get
Then they kidnap your family.
Yes.
No? And take your vodka.
No. Okay.
They you have like crappy accommodations.
Really?
Yes, it's amazing. And so what you need to do is you need to buy a copy of the Trivial Pursuit game and post an image of the receipt on social media. And then you need to answer a number of questions on the website during the booking process.
Wow.
Such as, what was Walt Disney's first character? Do you know?
I guess Mortimer the Mouse.
Nope.
But that wasn't it.
Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
Yeah, I never knew that. Or something like Ernest Hemingway's last novel, which is The Old Man and the Sea.
How much is the Rosetta Stone? I need to speak Russian.
Oh, well, no. I think they probably have it in different languages.
I hope
all
so.
Good. I just think that's the least of your problems. Because when you're staying at the hotel, correct answers get you a luxurious room, high-quality dining, and all the amenities. And when you answer wrong, you get like a cot and ramen noodles. No joke.
Wow.
So you can
eat your gruel.
Yes, exactly. You can register up until April 28th, and guests will be able to stay at the hotel between May 20th and June 14th, so it's probably not that cold. I just think like people love trivia, and if you're really into it, this is like such an awesome thing to do. And if you're the best, if you're the smartest person at the hotel, you get a two-night stay for free.
I bet Ken Jennings goes there all the time. All right, thanks, LB.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s. And more. 105.7 WROR.
I'm all excited because it's World Down Syndrome Day.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, and I am really excited because, my daughter has Down Syndrome, and that's why I'm very excited that it's World Down Syndrome Day. But I'm also super excited, you guys, because MIT just just got this major donation to study Down syndrome, $30 million. They're going to have a center to study Down syndrome, and it's going to be called the Alana Down Syndrome Center, and it's going to bring together biologists, engineers, and students to address like all the puzzles with that genetic condition and find ways to improve the life of people living with Down syndrome. And, you know, half of people who have Down syndrome develop Alzheimer's when they're older, and they think that there's a key to that that they're going to study to see if they can prevent Alzheimer's in the general population and people with Down syndrome, or maybe prevent it or slow it down or cure it completely. So that's part of it, too.
It's and, a big deal.
Yeah, it's a really big deal. But it everyone's talking about it. It's like a game changer, and it's really great, and it's right here. And I think the community here is great between Children's Hospital and Mass General and now MIT.
So a lot of people will be wearing crazy socks today for
that's right. I didn't wear crazy socks today because I cannot get my act together. I am you all know that I'm a very bad parent, so I can't even wear crazy socks on the day I'm supposed to.
It's 8:58. You have time.
Thank
good
you.
Point.
Good
thank
point.
You.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.